Weekly Dose of Fat for Friday, December 26th, 2014, show number 36.
You're about to get your weekly dose on Southlake Radio.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. This is Sven with your holiday hiatus edition of the Weekly Dose of Fat. We'll be back with our regularly scheduled programming after the first of the year. Meanwhile, we'll just be putting together some outtakes and interviews from the past 35 shows to entertain you until we're back live in your ear. Of note to people, this week is an event in Zion, Illinois called Fatter by the Lake. If you're anywhere near Zion, Illinois, at the northern tip of Illinois there, right on the Lake Michigan shoreline, check it out. There's a link to the event in the show notes. That's something that you won't want to miss if you can make it. Also this week, per usual, we've collected some links from around the web and have those in the show notes. Make sure to check them out. And now, in honor of Surly sponsoring the show, and because Ben and Tyler are some of the most fun guys in the business, we present a rejiggered version of the interview we did with those guys back in October. Enjoy, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Hey, this is Dirty from TrumpFlavor.com. When I'm sitting at home drinking my beers, I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Biker Radio.
All right, say words now.
Okay. How about those words? I'm going to give you a phone number.
Oh, okay.
To call me.
All right.
Gnome number.
Get it. Give us give us approximately 53 seconds.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I got a cat named Way Out Willie. All right, know a cat named Way Out, whatever. He makes me feel kind of chilly. Hand job.
I didn't think that white people were allowed to know the real words.
Do that crazy hand job.
What do you bet I dialed the wrong number? Lay your bets.
Quality bicycle products. Okay. You may dial your party's 4-digit extension at any time.
$48, $49
Hi. Hello, this is Tyler and Ben.
Okay. Is this the Spank Shack? Hello? So I think that probably, do we have levels on their end?
Let's let them just jauntily, talkily.
Right. One at a time, say some words. Make them good ones.
Cube. Cube.
All right. Now, Ben.
Cubicle.
Should I say words that have a lot of, like, hard consonants in them so that you can tell the levels on your microphone?
That helps? Right on. You're finally a fucking professional.
We're speaking into the same unit.
Yeah, you guys.
That's good.
Unit.
All right. So are our levels set?
You said unit. As good as they're going to get.
All right.
We're high tech as hell here, yo.
Yeah. We got the Boombotic speakers right up next to the microphone sitting on a cardboard box.
It's an M-Audio Nova for those of you who care about audio stuff.
Yeah, we got a good microphone. All right, so are we recording now?
Oh, yeah, we've been recording since you dialed the wrong number before and talked to that lady.
What I don't understand is how does your voice get from where you are to where I am?
We are using a left-eye gypsy curse in combination with voodoo.
Okay.
And
that
yelling.
That is language that I understand at last.
Tin cans and string.
Yelling really loudly.
So, hey, welcome to the show.
We have Tyler.
Thank you.
We have Tyler and Ben from the Surly Home Office. It's in their luxury conference room on the QBP mothership up there in sunny Bloomington, Minnesota. We combed through the catacombs to come up with some poignant and rather intellectually stimulating questions for you guys.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
We're super ready. I love poignant and intellectual questions.
Well,
I don't know what any of that means. Yeah, I don't either.
Right? Well, what?
Just parroting what they're saying. It's very crucial.
Luckily,
everything you're saying is coming through. It's coming through in text for us as well, so we can read the words phonetically.
Yeah, buddy. Because, you know, we're talking about questions from the unwashed masses here, not from professionals like ourselves.
Or...
unwashed professionals like yourselves?
I'm certain parts of me are washed, like my hands.
It kind of smells good today, actually.
So, this week we asked some of our listeners to come up with good questions, and we got one. we had several people reply, but...
Oh, we got more than one listener?
No.
Really?
Only one that had a good question, and that question...
Only one good question. That listener had one good question, and then all the other listeners... He also had a whole bunch of bad questions.
No. They all asked what I told them would get them, like, you know, a big pile of shit on their doorstep. They all asked all the stupid...
Stupid. Just read the questions. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Just stupid people ask stupid questions.
Well said. But, hey, David Druman from Ottawa, Canada, that's up there in Canada, he asked, have any of the Surly guys on the show ever eaten coaster break bacon?
Well, I feel like that's potentially a Canadian euphemism for something. I'm comfortable admitting out loud that I don't really get Canadian humor. I don't get it. So, you know, that was just over my head. Ben, have you ever had coaster break bacon? You're from Michigan. You're practically a Canadian.
I grew up very near the Canadian border. I don't know what that is, so I'm going to say yes.
So you probably had it.
I think I had it this morning.
There's all kinds of things that we feed you when you're passed out.
Yeah.
So that might have been one of them.
I'm just going to say yes. I've done a lot of weird shit.
Well, the correct answer was, are you talking about Canadian bacon or an American bacon? And then David Druman gets shot into the abyss. So our second question is from Sam Delvecchio from Topeka, Kansas. What's the new secret message on the Big Fat Nard?
I just mounted one of those up yesterday.
So you know the answer to this question?
I think I do. I don't remember exactly.
Wait a minute. I would like to stop, Ben, right now and... remind all of your listeners that if we tell you what the secret fucking message is, then it sort of stops being a secret. So, denied.
It sounded like a sovereign quote, though. Positive sovereign. So, you know,
like
everything is sovereign.
Lava lamps, beanbag chairs,
so.
Kentos.
So there's like the Tao of Sav on the side. See, you could have just been elusive and not had to swear so much. So, bachelor number two. What?
Do you have to beep out the swearing?
No.
Podcast?
No, fuck no.
Not until Apple tells us that we didn't.
A lot of people say that I behave like this because I hate our customers. I behave like this because I love them too much. That's why I behave like this. That's the truth. That's the truth, too. That's not something, you know, saying that I thought would make it sound nice.
And by your customers, do you mean the bike shops that put your bikes in or the end result customer? Which one of these?
Are you talking about the filthy, unwashed consumers?
I hate bike shops. I think our end customers are pretty sweet. Just kidding, bike shops, you're great. I like bike shops. I don't hate anyone
or
anything.
Because if you work in one, you probably hate yourself.
For both bike shops and for people who ride bicycles, all of them. Every one of them.
I worked in a bike shop for a long time, so I'm personally offended.
So I said that I'm full of love. I also said I don't have any friends, so maybe that's why, because of my loving too much.
Every bike shop should know that yesterday was National Grouch Day. That's all I have to say about our friends
that would explain
at local bike shops.
Although,
so bachelor number two, what is your favorite part of riding bikes? That's for either of you.
What my favorite part of riding bike?
Yeah.
I like it when cars honk at me. your favorite part about riding bike time?
Yeah, best.
My favorite, I don't know. I like to be alone in the woods.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I like to be alone, but I like to, you know, like, it's fun to ride with people sometimes, with acquaintances or colleagues. But I like to be by myself and in the woods, and I think it's fun to see animals that I don't normally see. Like, when I ride past a snake, that's pretty cool. Or a polar bear. That's never happened, but I imagine it would be something I never forgot.
Yeah.
And Ben has ridden past several bears.
I have ridden past some bears.
I've never ridden past a bear. I almost got hit by a deer. A skunk almost squirted me once. That would have been really horrible. I'd rather get mauled by a bear, I think. Deer, as I call them, beers.
You mauled beers.
Beers. Sometimes you drink the beer, and, well, sometimes the beer drinks you.
Indeed. So I'm with Tyler. I'm a bike explorer. It takes me to places that I wouldn't, you know, run to.
Like the Uptowner.
or walk to. Well, frankly, they're too close to drive, but way too far to walk.
Exactly.
The perfect middle distance. It's laziness. That's why I ride bikes.
So are you guys aware that there's a Save the River Bottoms program going on right now?
Yeah.
Since that's like your testing grounds. That's like hallowed fat bike grounds.
Yeah, that's sacred ground right there that they're gonna pave over.
Yeah, and all the best parts though they're not gonna pave over. That's what I keep saying to myself. I understand people want to save it. But a lot of places that we ride, we probably shouldn't be riding, but a lot of those places, they're not going to pave over because they're hard to get to.
Yeah. Well,
they're not going to put any shopping malls in down there. They're just going to put in a paver path for people to use on sunny days. So you have to deal with those people, 12 days a year, it'll be horrible. And then, it'll get cold and all those people will go hide. And then you'll have it all to yourself again.
Well,
it's not progress, man, but it does kind of suck, and I wish it could.
Well, I think it could coexist, but it just doesn't make sense to me to build anything in a floodplain, because it's just going to get fucked up.
That's crazy talk.
What they want to do is build a retirement home down there.
Yeah.
And when all those old folks die, they'll see what a bad idea.
Building it in a floodplain is insane, but that's the thing. When you're talking to people, if the proposal is crazy... If the proposal is illogical, you can't fight illogic with logic. Those people don't understand that. You know?
I gotcha. So maybe...
Like someone trying to explain to me how, fission works. I don't even think that's real. I don't think it's a real thing. You can explain it all you want, but you're basically, it's like somebody who knows a lot about Middle Earth. You can tell me all about Middle Earth, but I'm pretty sure it's not a real place there, Tolkien.
Well, that about sums up Surly and bicycles and fat bikes and everything. Middle Earth, kids, it's not real.
It's not real.
No, all right.
Like trying to fight their crazy talk with. That's the other thing, too, is they'll build it once it's plugged out and they are unable to repair it. Then it'll, 2 years later, it'll be back to everybody's old river bottom.
It'll be a sweet ruin.
Yeah, it'll be an amazing place to camp. Yeah.
Hey, they've done that here in Milwaukee already to give access to people to places where they have to roll into on their non-bicycle-oriented wheeled vehicles. And a year later, it's already being... washed out and rutted because they didn't build it very well and they didn't follow IMBA's trail practices. There's just ruts and washouts and all sorts of stuff where you can't get your wheeled vehicles except for bicycles down there anyway. So you're right. Give it a year and it'll be back to where it was and they'll have spent money and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the spending money that's the drag, but I'm not sure I even believe money's real, so
it's not.
See? There we go. It's just a way of keeping us all tied down to something.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, we sell bicycles.
Yeah.
And everyone who's listening who doesn't have one should buy 3 of them. And everyone who's listening who does have one of them already should buy 4 of them.
Not only do they sell bicycles, they sell woolens and light bondage gear. You take one of those junk straps, put your partner in a pair of bondage mittens, they ain't getting out of that shit. So, till you're ready to let them go.
I wondered where my cue ball went.
All right.
The junk straps have many uses.
Indeed. And they kick ass.
Yeah, they're great. It's the most useful tool I've ever carried with me. I didn't mean that to be funny.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Are you having a heart attack over there? Bud Abbott?
I think I just might have had a small seizure. I don't know. I go into the show every time saying I'm not going to do that, but then they give me beer and I start talking to funny people. And
what kind of beer are you guys drinking today?
We have the, what is it? Ballast Point Sculpin IPA.
Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's got a sex tent on it.
it's the show's half birthday, so we splurged.
Happy half birthday.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. Yeah, what is it to be a half birthday?
That means it's the 26th
like
show,
like
you know?
It's a 1 month anniversary. Like, clearly there are words in that sentence that you don't really fully understand what they mean.
It got me a six pack of really fancy beer.
7% ABV.
It was a pretty sweet lie.
All right, guys. Well, you guys go sell some bikes, and we're going to continue to, well, do our radio circle jerk that we do.
Torture people's eardrums.
All right.
Thanks very much.
We're
yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, see you going.
We'll see ya.
Are we really hanging up? No, you. Hold it all up, to make it pretty, baby, I'll find your hat.
Hey, this is Dirty from TrumpsLegos.com. When I'm sitting at home drinking my beers, I listen to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.